From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The ruptured BP oil well in the Gulf of Mexico is now dead. BP and the federal government say the well is sealed and no longer presents a threat. But Jefferson Parish Councilman Chris Roberts warns the damage continues.
They're still collecting hundreds of barrels of oil a day. We need to do an assessment to determine exactly how much of our wetlands, which is our hurricane protection, has been damaged so that we can make sure that that area gets replenished. And in addition to that, we've got to get the demand for seafood back up.
Still, President Obama calls the development a milestone. One of the three hikers detained in Iran is back on American soil. At a news conference in New York today, Sarah Short called on Iran to release her fiancé and their friend, who are still being held.
I stand before you today only one-third free. That was the last thing that Josh said to me before I walked through the prison doors. Josh and Shane felt one-third free at that moment, and so did I.
But Short also thanked Iran's supreme leader and President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad for releasing her. Ahmadinejad appeared on ABC this morning, and as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the case came up.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is in New York to attend the UN General Assembly. On ABC's This Week, host Christian Amanpour pressed him about freeing the other two Americans accused of spying. Through a translator, Ahmadinejad brought up the case of eight Iranians he says are being held in the United States.
It would not be misplaced to ask that the U.S. government should make a humanitarian gesture to release the Iranians who were illegally arrested and detained here in the United States.
He denied the two Americans are being used as bargaining chips, saying the law determines who stays in prison. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
In Turkey today, Armenian Christians gathered on a small island for the first religious service there in nearly a century. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, Turks hope the move will help heal relations with neighboring Armenia.
Turkey's decision to permit the reading of the Divine Liturgy at the 10th century Armenian Church of the Holy Cross in the middle of Lake Van was not without its critics. In Armenia, protesters called the move an image-polishing exercise by Turkey, which has yet to budge on its long-standing refusal to use the word genocide to describe the killing of Armenians by Ottoman Turks in World War I. But the Christians who came for this historic event in a landmark church, now a museum, said even small steps toward rapprochement should be encouraged. In contrast, Turkey blocked an effort by a Greek Orthodox delegation to hold a service in Istanbul's Hagia Sophia, also now a museum. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Akdamar Island, southeastern Turkey.
This is NPR News in Washington. Afghan authorities say they've discovered the bodies of three election officials who were abducted the day before Saturday's parliamentary ballot. The officials disappeared in a northern province where Taliban insurgents have staged a comeback in the past year. Some 3.5 million Afghans voted yesterday. That's a much lower turnout than in previous elections. Pope Benedict has completed a four-day state visit to Britain. As Larry Miller reports from London, Britain and the Vatican are hailing the tour as a great success.
Among the Pope's many messages from the religious services attended by thousands to his address to Parliament and discussions with leaders of other faiths was his warning about the dangers of an increasingly secularized Britain, where Christianity is often under attack. Bidding the pontiff farewell, Prime Minister David Cameron gently took issue with the suggestion that the British have become irreligious.
When you think of our country, think of it as one that not only cherishes faith, but one that is deeply, but quietly compassionate.
During his visit, the Pope apologized to victims of the Catholic Church sexual abuse scandal. He also acknowledged the 70th anniversary of the Blitz and the suffering the British endured. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Huge waves are pounding Bermuda's beaches as Hurricane Igor heads towards the island. Igor lost some steam overnight and is now a Category 1 storm, but it's a massive system. A dangerous storm surge is expected to cause significant flooding. Forecasters say Igor will pass near or over the island sometime tonight. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.